The youth revolution officially is underway in pro basketball. Last night in New York City, 19-year-old Kwame Brown became the first high school player to be chosen number one in an NBA draft. Brown was one of four high schoolers taken among the top eight picks. As a result, the debate is heating up over whether players are turning pro too young. NPR's Tom Goldman filed this report.
The Washington Wizards select Kwame Brown from Glynn Academy, Brunswick, Georgia.
Last night's NBA draft began like a high school graduation. Towering high school seniors were chosen with the first, second, fourth, and eighth picks. One by one, they ambled across the Madison Square Garden stage, greeted by a smiling David Stern. If only we could have read the NBA commissioner's mind. He's criticized the youth movement and said he'd prefer 18 and 19-year-olds going to college and not the NBA for an education. He must have breathed easier when the first college player was taken with the fifth pick, and when NCAA Player of the Year Shane Battier went sixth, the moment was not lost on Turner Network sportscasters Ernie Johnson and Charles Barkley.
Hey, we're on a roll. Two kids who went to college have been chosen back to back. Shane Battier, the whole 4 years
at
Duke University.
Finally got a player old enough to drink.
There was serious discussion during the broadcast about this watershed NBA draft. Three of the league's biggest stars, Kobe Bryant, Kevin Garnett, and Tracy McGrady, all jumped directly from high school within the past several years. Now it appears their success has enticed even more young, unproven players. And Barkley, a former All-Star now working for TNT Sports, doesn't like it.
And when you draft a high school player, you're basically telling your fans and your organization, we're going to struggle for the next 2 to 3 years. Be patient with us. And I don't think that's fair to the fans. And number one, I don't think it's good for basketball, because right now we got the Lakers, who are really good, and you got the rest of the teams that are really bad.
Commissioner Stern also believes it's bad for the young players who suddenly become rich and famous with lots of free time, but, he says, not a lot of understanding about how to handle it. Stern doesn't want players under 20 in the league. The Players Association opposes an age restriction. People outside the game also disagree with Stern's go-to-college-first attitude.
The best course is for them to go to professional play as soon as possible and then come back to education.
This week, Hodding Carter and other members of the Knight Commission on Intercollegiate Athletics released a report calling for a de-emphasis on winning at all costs in college sports and an emphasis on athletes' education. But Carter says skipping school is not as damaging as going to college the way some big-time athletes currently do.
Go through 4 years, 3 years, 2 years in which there's a pretense that you're being educated, at the end of which you come out with a fractional chance of going to the pros, and an education which is inferior by any count.
The debate over high school to the NBA is sure to continue now that youngsters know pro teams want them if they're good enough. And if last night's draft isn't enough to make more high schoolers aim for the pros, maybe this recent news item is. Kobe Bryant's new $13 million house includes a theater, a lagoon, and two four-car garages. Tom Goldman, NPR News.